time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' walk-off win over Toronto on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, you normally don't win games like that when you leave that many guys on base and have that many scoring opportunities. But we did because of our pitching today. And I thought Kyle Bradish really battled through four innings. Thought they did a great job, honestly. Found off a bunch of pitches. But he got through it. He got through four innings. He only gave up a couple runs. And then our bullpen today was absolutely fantastic and won us the game.
What does it say about this team? You guys did win a game like this. That during this sweepless streak, you've done this quite a few times to avoid being swept.
We have big-time character. And our guys definitely play to win. We don't make it easy on ourselves sometimes. And we like to start cashing in some of these runs to start getting some leads and not play so many of these type of games. But, definitely take the win. You know, Westy kind of gets – we get a break there in the ninth. It was like kind of a bad hop. And then Adley's just had a really nice stretch of hitting right now and put a great swing on a tough closer. So he, on that ball that I think, Bichette hit early in the game, he kind of banged his knee against, but he wanted to stay in the game. I knew that if I popped Hayes that I was going to have to run for him. So there's that. But it sounded like it got progressively worse when he slid into second on that squibber double that we caught a break onto. And then even more so on the slide of the plate. So, it's just a bruise. So hopefully he'll be okay.
After how he played today, would you consider playing Jordan Westberg back in the leadoff spot?
Well, he's definitely got us going there in the first inning off a left-handed starter that's been absolutely lights out this so far. So started off great. Next few ABs were a little bit rough, but Westy's having a heck of a season, and right now we're going to be against a string of righties. So going to be back up there.
Austin Hayes get that pinch hit.
Yep. Why did you? Because he's still got a little bit of lingering effects in the calf. So there, when he was activated, that morning actually there was some soreness. That's why he didn't start today. And we wanted to give him an extra day. And then today was a little bit sore, but better. And with an off day tomorrow, hopefully he's ready to go after the off day. I think that was his strategy. I had it on early and then took it off, and then Mac wanted to try to get that run score. But I don't think that he knew, and I didn't know at the time, that Santander's knee blew up on the slide at second base. So it was a little bit of a surprise for everybody, almost a heck of a play. He's a total team guy. He's just trying to get the run in any way he can.
I know that would have led to some double switching-esque nonsense. Did you consider pinch hitting Ryan there?
I did. They had Miza up, so it would have been Miza against O'Hearn, Stowers, and I could pull one of those guys back with Urias, but I'm running out of players at that point. So I took when it got first and third one out. My choice was I could hit O there. It would be Miza against O, or I have a safety squeeze option early in the count, which I put on. But then the first ball was thrown at him, and they gave him a strike on it. So then I kind of freed him up, tried to get into a better count, and Mac just decided to do it on his own there. So give him credit for being a team guy. And then I had to put O'Hearn in the game for Santander. So I'm glad I didn't do that. So, thanks.